Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, that is not good. GLaDOS is at it early this morning, right?
GLaDOS, don't do it.
GLaDOS, I know it's all snowy outside, but stop.
Is it snowing by you?
There is snow on the ground. Very light dusting, but there is snow on the ground.
Oh, that's snow. Oh, wait, there's ice. Hold up.
We're gamers, you can see. We're like, we haven't seen the weather in days. Are you in trouble, Horace?
Horace is in
need
huge...
to get the knife out.
First, let's give the good one, the good gamer what he needs. Jay, boop, and Horace, you hear this sound right here? You can probably not barely. Wait a minute. Let me get the bigger ones.
You are in trouble.
He's ready. He says he's ready. Good morning, lovely people. Happy Monday. You know where this, what this is and where you are, right? You know?
This is I think so. Where are we?
Lunch with Ginger and Corey.
Yay! And I'm Corey.
And I am, I don't know. I'll get back to you with that. I will get back to you. I promise I'll get back to you.
Yeah. All right. So I'm the ginger one.
I still don't know who I am, but I will get back to you.
Yeah.
I have some leads. I'm going to follow up. I love when we get in press releases, and yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. That's actually not too much news today. I was surprised. I thought there was going to be more, but I guess because everybody's taking like a snow day or something. I don't know.
it's snowing where you are. It ain't snowing everywhere, Ginger.
Hey, it's only where I'm at that it matters.
This is true. This is very, very true. Oh, God. The tweets are coming already, early.
Yes. Yes, it is. I hear that beep.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Yeah, I got to help that get going, too.
You know, I forgot what I was going to say. Everything. 3.5 hours sleep, people. I'm still perky. I feel great. I was going to ask you.
I got about
your
four.
Package. Did you get your package?
Oh, my God. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I did get my package, and I've got the little controller patty thingy. I started playing the game last night. Am I allowed to talk about that, by the way?
I believe you're allowed to mention the title. I don't think we're under any embargoes. At least I was not told so. Because I'm playing the PS3 one, so I want to know what you think of it so far.
It's on rails. So I'm kind of... That irritates me a little bit. I'm not a fan of rails. It definitely made me dizzy the first go-round. Because it is on rails, and it's spinning you around. You're following the movements of the Marine himself.
And I am impressed with you, Ginger, because you just mastered the art of talking about a game if you were under embargo without saying the name and still telling details. And it's hot.
Yes, it's something Afghanistan. Help me out.
All right, girl. Look here.
Yeah.
Human Nature took the week off. I have no games in my head. Usually I got them in the can and ready to fire, but I have nothing today. I got nothing. And I'm playing the same game on PS3.
But it's not bad. It's not bad. I had fun. I got to shoot people. It took me, like, I got killed the first go around, and I was like, no, wait a minute. Now, why did I die? And then I was like, oh, hey, look, if I shoot this, I get health and I get ammo. And yes, I love the red barrels. The red barrels are awesome.
Red barrels are your friends.
Yes, though I have to say the physics on those are a little bit out of it. I mean, they will take out people halfway across the screen.
Which is kind of funny.
It is. It is kind of funny. But I'm like, that shouldn't have killed those people. But all right. Sure. Go ahead, die.
I'll go with that. We'll go with it.
Yeah, yeah. Headshots. Love me some headshots. That's always fun.
Headshots are always fun. Namely to Horace. Okay, let me call Horace out before we even...
Horace, you are in trouble. Are you going to get headshotted, Horace?
Yes, Horace is going to get headshot. So, I can't even finish my sentence. This is how juicy this is. Okay, so Horace and I were chatting yesterday while I was playing Skyrim. For some reason, he wanted to interrupt my Skyrim time, but, you know, he's good peeps sometimes. So, he says to me very, what's the word I'm looking for, persnickety, that he has tickets to the Jay-Z concert here in Houston. And I said, well, where's my ticket? And he says, well, I'll get you next time. And I says, okay. He says, but I want to be clear. Next time does not mean you, Ginger, Snow, and all the rest of you. I was like, oh, really? I'm just going to have to pass that along to the girls.
And he says, we get left out.
He says, I don't care. Bring it. I'm not scared. I said, okay. Well, I'll be doing that tomorrow morning. You might want to cover some of regions and things. And that is not the worst of it. Jay, are you listening? Because he was talking bad about you, too.
What did he say about Jay?
He called you PS3 boy or something like that. I don't know what it was.
Oh.
I had your back, though, Jay.
You know what, Horace, how many times, darling, have you tried to get us into games, and then, you know, we get together, and we're playing the game, and you don't have it?
Oh, wait, I forgot. And the coup de grace is what he was playing last night when he was talking bad about the PlayStation 3.
What was he playing?
Voltron. Really, Horace? See how Ginger went silent? She's like, what the hell is Voltron? Exactly.
Yeah, I'm like, trying to rack
my brain. Cartoon from the 80s.
Oh, I do remember a cartoon named that. I didn't like
the Transformers. The Transformers knockoff.
Oh. Oh, no, you... Oh. Horace, you couldn't even spring for the actual Transformers.
Oh. Oh. And she comes out a-swinging.
Horace. There are support groups for people like you.
I don't think they want a supporter. They just kicked you out.
No. Say no, we'd be all up in there, so no.
Yes. Okay, so now we got to get to the news because we have lollygagged for too long.
Won't take me or Snow to go see JC.
Yeah, he won't take you to see Jay-Z.
Well, Jay-Z, come on. You can't. Ugh, I don't like you.
Now he's got something to say. Oh, and the tweets have begun.
You are off my Christmas list. I'm sending you coal.
I'm going to send him a nice scarf with itching powder.
Ooh, that sounds good. I like that.
I know. I've come up with such creative ways to get revenge.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Darn.
Fleas, too.
Oh, can't fly in fleas this time of the year. Well, I have to wait till a warm day. I probably could here. It was warm yesterday.
We could find them.
Yeah, it was a warm day yesterday for a short period of time. So I'm sure it'll be warm again before Christmas. I'll just wait.
Yes, Jay. Darn him to heck. That is so cute.
Darn the devil to hell. Okay, we got this news.
All right.
Out of this here game.
Yes. There is news. All right, you Skyrim people, because I know some of y'all have not come up from air yet.
Me.
So many of my friends are just now starting to poke their heads back out, but they're like just kind of out for like 5 minutes and they're back into Skyrim. All right, GamePolitics.com this morning has a little news thing. Bethesda addresses Skyrim update troubles. So in a post called Skyrim, What We're Working On, over at Bethesda's official blog, the company admits that it has to take better care before releasing updates to its games. Yes, all of you developers could remember this. The post refers to the patch for Skyrim that was released earlier this week, which caused dragons to fly backwards. That's cool. And make things like magic resistance stop working for some players. Bethesda acknowledges that the update adding bugs instead of fixing them is not a good thing. No, not usually. Not really a good thing. So Post says, we all know this is a huge problem and everyone has a different experience. We'll continue to do everything we can to make the game better and better for as many people as possible every day. We've also realized that with the millions upon millions of people playing Skyrim, we need to treat our updates with greater care. Really? It's just now hitting y'all that y'all should do this? If we get too aggressive trying to fix a minor issue, we run a risk of breaking something larger in a game like this. To be safe, we are prioritizing code-side fixes right now over data fixes. Quest and balance issues are usually data, and those will start rolling in a large way with the January update. Bethesda said that a small update to fix the new problems will be released early next week, probably first on the PC version of the game because they have direct control over it and don't have to wait for either Microsoft or Sony to approve its release. Alright, so maybe some of you will get your fixes. All I gotta say is I want some video of the backwards flying dragons. That sounds epically hilarious.
I said the same thing. I wanted to see the dragons flying backwards, but I didn't see a thing. I'm very disappointed.
You know what? I'm heading over to YouTube.
I even started the part of the reason I started the game over was to see the backwards flying dragon, and I saw nothing. I'm okay. I'm good. I'm all right. I'm all right. No, no, I don't need a drink. Thank you. No.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Oh, that's loud. Me.
Well, while Ginger is checking out Flying Dragons, I do happen to have the charts for the week. They are not up on the site yet. Don't panic. It's okay. Because we're doing some interesting things with our charts. But I can share them with you before we put them up. So you'll have them. Even before we put them up on the site, if you're listening live. And number 10. Guess what's number 10, Jen?
What's number 10?
Super Mario 3D Land from Nintendo.
Yay!
At number 9, the lovely Battlefield 3, still in the top 10. 8, Mario is just tearing up the charts. He's also number 8 with Mario Kart 7. Number 7 is Professor Layton and the Spectre's Call. Stop it, Twitter people.
Keep doing it. Oh, there we go. All right,
number
I'm going to send you.
Yeah, you send that to me. Number 6 is Saints Row the 3rd. Number 5, Elder Scrolls Skyrim.
Yay!
But no backwards flying dragons this time.
No.
Number 4, Just Dance 3. Number 3, Assassin's Creed. Number 2, get this, FIFA 12. And number 1, because all of you are such fan girls and boys, Modern Warfare 3, which is fun in multiplayer. I cannot speak for the single-player campaign, but I loves it in multiplayer. Or I should say co-op. Let me be more specific, because some of you need me to be specific.
Need you to be specific.
Need me to be extremely specific. That is not right. You haven't even played it. I checked your profile. Okay, calm down. It's okay. Breathe.
Breathe in.
Into the nose, out the mouth. Into the nose, out through the mouth.
Yes. All right. Oh, hey, so this starts today. I didn't even realize this.
What happened? What happened? Do it.
Or at least they say it's today. The future of TV begins today on Xbox 360.
Uh-oh.
35 million console users to receive free update, bringing voice control to living room entertainment. Mm. On Monday, the 5th of December, Microsoft will reveal their newly integrated entertainment system, bringing gaming, TV, and social media together in one unit with advanced voice and motion controls. All right. So a new technological era in live TV in the home is launching in time for Christmas, where the user becomes a remote control through voice and gesture control. Only one. I'm already waiting for the adult videos to come out of people controlling this.
No, what I'm waiting for is my Xbox has bricked.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Somebody's going to get in trouble somewhere.
I'm hoping it's not me, and if it is, let me just say, I've already had 4 hours of sleep, and I'm perky, but that can just switch just like that. If my man, I'm playing and enjoying my games, don't do it. Do it.
All right, so the free dashboard update is going to be out tomorrow, so one more day across 35 countries to a network of 35 million Xbox Live members. Making watching live TV or on-demand movies, playing video games, or listening to music effortless. All right, so apparently there are going to be some demonstrations, but they did not give me a link for them, so I can't give you the link to that. So I guess just check over on Xbox Live, the dashboard, and see whether or not they have it up. Yay!
Yeah, not excited.
Really?
Not excited at all.
That is not a wand, people. Don't pull it out.
What?
Sure.
It took me a minute to catch on to that. I do have some lag. Mm-hmm. I have some lag in the brain. Okay, you people that are using the Stumbled Spawn will also not be very happy, because they are also rolling out some changes. Probably has something to do with Microsoft, because, you know, you have to be ready for these things. Link Discovery Service Stumbled Spawn, of course. Yeah, I got to get that out of my vocabulary. It's rolling out a major update today, the first in nearly a decade, that cleans up the site's user interface, because, yes, it does suck. I saw that this weekend. I was like, screw it. I'm done with you. It revises the site's design and adds a new channels feature. The changes reflect... Who wrote this? Okay. Yeah, that word is all spelled wrong. It is reflect, not reflex, with an X. Okay, what users are looking for, meaning if you have some free time and want to be entertained, you can find some interesting things on your new channels feature. Stumbled Upon service lets people discover and share new web content based on a broad spectrum of categories. Users click on a Stumble button to discover new content. Ginger's a big user of Stumbled Upon, in case you, in case you haven't, you didn't know. You also then have the option of voting and commenting on the selection. In October, the company announced that it had reached 20 million active users, two of which are me, and it had over 1 billion stumbles per month. The first thing people will notice now is the new logo. Gone is the familiar blue and green SU logo, which has been replaced with a simple orange circle because everybody wants to be like us with the orange. I don't know what we did. We picked a good color.
Yeah.
We got Nintendo borrowing, Stumble Font. There's a couple other companies I've seen with the same orange and the white. The site's user face also got a complete overhaul. The Stumble Bar, which serves as the service's main navigation, has far fewer buttons, which makes the voting buttons much more prominent. The Stumble button is first on the bar, followed by a selected category of link discovery, voting buttons, simple share and comment icons, and the user who submitted the link, so you can't be submitting stuff all anonymously now like you used to. No, I'm kidding. The bar also has an integrated explore box, a feature Stumbled Upon added back in August that allows users to search for more specific categories. Another significant difference found in the update is the addition of Stumble Channels, which I just told you about. I love when they repeat themselves when they send these over. overall, the changes made indicate that Stumble Upon is keenly aware of its active user base, unlike Delicious or Dig, who don't pay attention to anybody, period. My Dig is not working. You're on there. Stumbled Upon isn't trying to reinvent the site in an attempt to grab new users and or higher levels of engagement. The site has a healthy level of both user growth and activity, and all Stumbled users, of course, can try out the new revamped site as of today. Just a sidebar, Stumbled Upon was acquired by eBay way back in 2007, only to be sold back 2 years later by the original founders Garrett Camp and Jeff Smith and Ram Shearman. As well as the as well as Excel Partners and August Capital, Stumbled Upon now operates as an independent company. The company closed a $17 million round of funding in May of this year and has raised $18.5 million total funding to date. Congratulations to you over at Stumbled Upon. And it does look nice. It looks like it might be more simple. It might be overly simplified for me. Y'all know my brain, my overly complicated big brain cannot grasp the simple things. It's the complicated things that are easy for me to grasp for some reason. But simple things elude me. So I'm gonna have some trouble with this stumbled upon business, I assure you.
I need to get it. I had it set up on my Firefox, and you're right, I was using it quite a bit. Now I need to get it set up on my
Chrome.
Yeah. And I don't know where to go to do that.
Oh, you know what? While I'm talking, it's still my turn because Ginger hasn't taken it yet.
Oh, my bad.
You know, Kirsten's viewer,
uh-huh.
I found out a horrible, horrible thing that hurt me.
What?
It is not written by a woman.
No. It's Kirsten's a guy. I thought it was a girl, too.
But it's still good software, and he is an indie developer. So you guys, look up Kirsten's viewer. Even if you don't play second edition.
Amazing.
He's done an amazing job. I have to give credit where credit is due, even if he's lacking the ovaries.
And he's working on it solo, from what I understand, just about. I think he's taken some help now.
But. He has some help, and they have about 11 days to reach their goal. Just Google search Kirsten's viewer. It'll be the only thing that pops up, and then go over and toss him a few bucks.
Yes.
That's good software development. He did a great job with software that does not lag. And I've had it crash once in the past 4 months that I've had it. Yes, it's made to work with Second Life, but it is an amazing piece of software. Who writes software that doesn't lag?
I know. The only time I've ever had it lag is I had tried to run two accounts at once on Ultra.
Yeah, that was on you.
that was on me.
And he's doing something that's probably going to change Second Life forever. The feature's already implemented. I don't think my video card is updated enough to handle it. But 3D Second Life, imagine, with your glasses.
Wow.
I watched his little pitch that he had up on crowdsource funding, so because I wanted to hear what he had to say before I just said, you know, you're not a girl, you lied. Click. You know,
the porn toys are going to be made for that.
Oh, man.
And you know it's bad. That's where my first thought went.
Well, that's everybody's thought first goes when they go into Second Life. And, it's, you know, you try not to think about it, but it's, there it is. It's in your face.
literally.
Sometimes. Literally in your face. Okay, I'm going to need for Kittenatrix to get away from me.
I'll take her. She's so cute.
She has curled up, you know, my office chair. You know where they have the little, you know, but the joints meet on the floor, the legs.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's in between those.
Mine loves to lay there. Right in the back, so I don't even see him until I, like, try to back up and he yells at me.
Mm, yeah. Yeah.
It's like, well, don't lay there.
Horace thought this was hilarious yesterday, listening to me have a conversation with the cat. No, you can't sleep there. Meow. No. Meow. No. So it was... She's like, who are you talking to? The cat. How many cats do you have? Okay, one. I'm not a cat lady. I have one. And she's a kitten. She's tiny. She fits in my hand.
So cute.
And she's been eating constantly, so she's got a big belly. So she has that whole, you know, the big fat belly kitten.
Yes, you just want to rub it. So cute.
I don't want to rub it. I want to put her outside.
So no.
In for yourself.
No.
I hit the nail on the head as to why I'm not a cat person. I like... the whole protected, you know, thing. Because before I had my LASIK, I couldn't, you know, I couldn't see. I was blind as a bat. So I can't see what's going on. I can't, you know, the hearing is normal. But with the dog hears everything. And they don't run and hide. They're going to go and investigate. I like that. It's kind of like having a, you know, a little bodyguard. And the cats, every time somebody comes to the door, she runs and hides under the table like, hey, come on, you got claws, come on. What's going on?
Like, no.
I'm like, no, I'm under the table. They'll let them kill you. Leave the food where I can get to it in case they don't find your body right away.
Oh, that is horrible. All right, so I guess I should grab.
You said that it's horrible. See, she didn't think it was horrible. She was like, leave your games where I can find them too, Corey. Leave your games.
Yes. The whole day of reckoning comes and I get left behind. Y'all better have left all the games.
I like that.
All right, so War Inc. Battle Zone roars into open beta phase 2. All right, war may be hell, but War Inc. Battle Zone has been heaven for its strong and loyal following. Now the game is even better as developer Online Warmongers announced today that the world's first free-to-play AAA third-person shooter has entered its second and final open beta phase. Since entering open beta phase 1 in late July, see people, that's how you do it, months long. War Inc. Battlezone has enlisted players from 175-plus countries who have collectively invested more than 120 million hours or 13,000 years of gameplay. All right, so Sergey Titov, CEO of Online Warmongers, says War Inc. Battlezone is an immersive and exciting online experience featuring more than 100 officially licensed weapons, surpassing any other offered... surpassing anything offered by any previous free-to-play or retail war shooters. We are the first game to provide dedicated game modes and maps for fans of both Battlefield-style open-world tactical battles with vehicles and support, such as airstrikes by unmanned aerial vehicles, as well as featuring special esports mode for pro players. All right, so the new Open Beta Phase 2 features include a new camera and character controls that provides player more direct tight control of their characters, easy navigation through game levels. The weapon system has been upgraded with tons of new licensed guns featuring weapon upgrades, more accessible and easy to attain rewards, and new ways to receive premium content and new weapons. The game is replete with new game mechanics, including introduction of a weapon that paints targets for specified airstrikes. That sounds kind of cool.
Huh.
Voice tactical commands to strategize with comrades, and the inclusion of many social features like clan support. Yeah, these games always need a clan. It's one of those, that's one of the main downfalls of games like this. If you don't have some kind of social system, I'm out. I need the social. The game...
Yeah, y'all heard that, right? You heard it.
The game engine has been tuned up to be more stunning than ever, sporting more lifelike animations via motion capture, enhanced textures, and higher detail. War Inc. Battlezone reigns as most graphically impressive free-to-play shooter available. All right, so I've got some links for this. And if you want to see it, I'm going to make you go over to GameNatrix.com this morning. So go check it out. No, and I can't make you?
No, I'm sorry. I was straightening Horace's drool bib. You know, he has
a... I he's got a drool bib now. That's
yes.
Nice.
Yes. Apparently, yeah, there's a war between him and Jay going on Twitter.
Jay. I'm Team Jay.
Team Jay up in this piece.
Yes. Jay would take a CJZ.
He sure would.
We might even sit in his lap.
All right. Here's a game that I actually been meaning to download for iOS because it looked scary and interesting, but I did not get to do it. But I probably will now. excuse me. Chicago-based Phosphor Games have debuted their recent iOS, which is sure to be a hit. If you do have an iPhone and you've been playing like, you know, Rabbit City or something, I don't know, it's one of those stupid games. This is one that you want to play.
I don't know. One of those stupid games.
Phosphor Games has released their, this is their first game on iOS, not their first game, period, called Dark Meadow. And it's apparently, they're calling it the evolution of a new genre that's only come about since the inception of the iPhone. Yes. They've done their work with Unreal Engine, which Unreal Engine 3, which led to being credited in Gears of War 3. Yes. They're that hardcore. Phosphor was founded after the closure of Chicago-based Midway Games, which I was a huge fan of. Love, you still love me some Midway. Midway gave us all those Lord of the Rings games, which were really good. The founders, of course, have worked with several other studios, including Viacom New Media, which worked on the SNES games, Valkyrie Studios after they created Spectra Core, and Midway, where their projects were including games like PsyOps, Stranglehold, NBA Ballers, and Mortal Kombat. I guess I'm not getting a new PsyOps then because that was one of my favorite games. I'm going to have to find that somewhere now if it'll even play on the Xbox. Okay. Talk about no backwards compatibility. Of course, after starting Phosphor, console games were the focus, leading to a collaboration with Microsoft on Kinect Adventures, this particular company, yes, and working on Unreal Engine with tech with Epic. So the wide array of experiences, according to Gamma Sutra, has helped Phosphor carry a success into the mobile game space. Being a console developer, they're saying, taught us a lot of discipline on how to get a game finished on time. Is that a dig at those people that made that Ellen Noir game? That's
like
what it sounds like to
exactly.
me. And if it's not, we're just going to say it is because we like to start something. Okay.
Yes. We want some fight. We need some fight.
It's late in the year. Let's get the fight going. Dark Meadow, again, is the name of their game. And what it's been called is a mobile adventure combat game, a new genre.
Oh.
Sounds amazing, right? A new genre brought about thanks to Epic and Chair's Infinity Blade, which is also in the same little genre. The player is the patient in a mental hospital, which is right up your alley, Horace, that's been overrun by monsters. Inspired paradoxically by Japanese model makers Takayuki Takeya, I said that perfect, but it still sounds horrible, and Nirasawa and the high-end fashion industry to land on the theme beautiful corruption that appear as you explore. It's a solitary experience except for the narrator, a fellow patient named Finney who speaks to you through an intercom. They're saying they're, of course, being compared to Infinity Blade, and they don't mind at all. They're saying, of course, there's a few developers that are saying that it's Dark Meadow is an Infinity Blade ripoff, and that's not fair. I haven't played this one, so I can't say if it is or not. Anyway, go and check out this game. I got to see the trailer some months ago and kind of swept it under the rug, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But it actually was pretty interesting looking. It does look scary. I can see playing it in a dark room with the iPad, you know, dark room. And it's a rainy, stormy night. I think that's the perfect time to play something like this. Oh. Too bad Halloween's gone, but it's still wintertime.
Yes. It's still wintertime. It's still dark and dreary outside. It can still be spooky.
They're also comparing some of it to BioShock, the storytelling, and Portal. So they're getting some good comparisons all the way around.
That is awesome because I love me some Portal. Portal was, yeah.
Are you still there? No, I'm sorry. I love to do that. It's my favorite one. I love when she says that.
She is so spooky.
I love you. We love you, GLaDOS. Don't hurt us.
Yes, we love you. We love you. Just don't feed us the poison cake. All right, so Xenoblade Chronicles coming to Nintendo's Wii console in spring.
Hmm.
It's man versus machine and a new game coming to Nintendo's Wii console in spring. Xenoblade Chronicles asks players to use the Monando Blade to take on a seemingly seemingly endless series of invading Mechon robots and a sweeping role-playing adventure. The main character is Shulk, a weapons researcher who must confront the Mechon by wielding the ancient Monado blade. It's the only weapon that has any effect against Mechon, and it also enables Shulk to see the future. Players can customize their characters with a variety of weapons and armor choices, as well as headgear, boots, and gloves. As in many role-playing games, players can gain experience and upgrade their characters. Players can watch their enemies, learn their tactics, and unleash real-time counterattacks. Vast open-world Xenoblade Chronicles is ripe for exploration. Players can avert their focus from the main story and venture out looking for other challenges and side quests. Hidden areas and unique monsters are scattered throughout the game's massive world, which players can explore freely. Xenoblade Chronicles has already launched in Japan and Europe and has received unanimously positive reviews, including several perfect scores. All right, so it's going to be available exclusively through GameStop retail locations for a suggested retail price of $49.99 in the U.S.
Yay!
Yay!
I'm so excited. Okay, anyway, we're not going to sing that. No, bad ginger, bad. All right, Majesco. Majesco Entertainment is announcing a new game as well, available exclusively for the Nintendo 3DS. Wait a minute, where's the name of it? Nano Assault. That would be helpful if y'all would put that at the top. Okay, so apparently Majesco Entertainment Company is saying that Nano Assault is available right now for your Nintendo 3DS. It's a visually stunning 3D shoot-em-up based in a cellular world that tasks players to stop the deadly nanostray virus from spreading and contaminating all of human civilization. Nano Assault.
Oh, darn dirty nanos.
Darn it. Darn them to heck, as Jay would say. Jay says, Nano Assault challenges players through 32 twisted cell stages and dark worlds with rugged landscapes that adjust in difficulty based on the player's skill level. Prepare yourself to take on and defeat extreme nemesis. Is it Nemesis? Yeah. And including the black nucleus, hyperblobs, and spore planets using powerful beams, energetic bombs, and unlockable assault weapons. Yes.
Yay.
This is developed by Shan Multimedia. It's rated E10+, and is now available on Nintendo 3DS for a suggested retail price of $29.99. Now, you can watch the launch trailer probably somewhere on our site in just a few short moments, if I can get it.
Yay!
Yeah, because Majesco is kind of crazy. Yeah.
Majesco is... I think there's a lot of people that are crazy recently. If we went down that list, yeah.
This is true. This is very, very true. But Majesco is a little extra great, crazy and stuff. Okay, so...
Oh, this is interesting. All right.
You got some good stuff?
Oh, I would say good, but it's, at least the picture is interesting. And not that y'all can see it, but... All right, coughing my head off. Crime hurts retailers during the holidays. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Crime has taken a bite out of retailers' fairly decent sales numbers for the holiday season so far, according to trade group, the National Retail Federation. According to estimates from the group, around 40% of theft is caused by organized crime rings, returns, fraud, and shoplifting. Crime has cost the U.S. retailers tens of billions of dollars already, according to the group. All right, so they say this year, the indicators we have seen year to date all show that retail crime has been on the rise. Not surprising, unfortunately.
Okay.
Organized retail crime, which is professional shoplifting and return fraud, where people return things back to the store, is up.
Yeah. Up? When did they stop doing it?
Yeah, well, it does usually pick up around the holidays. The shoplifting activity is consistent with last year, so the number is very high. According to data from the group collected every year, retailers lost $35.3 billion in 2010 and $33.5 billion in 2009. Wow. All right, so retailers are trying to use technology to thwart much of the illegal activity this year, including hiring specialized loss prevention personnel, and by using digital cameras to track those who try to steal. These high-tech cameras are in more stores than ever this year, mainly because they have become less expensive.
Yeah, that does not work, I hate to tell the people.
No, it does not work. And if, yeah, if it's anything like the people that they hired for our loss prevention when I worked at Walmart, those people were the ones you had to watch out for. They were the ones who walked the front out the door.
this is very, very true.
Mm-hmm.
Those are people that are really, really stealing.
Yes, yes, and it's crazy. When they finally get caught, it's like thousands upon thousands of dollars that they've stolen. Wow. All right, so in 2010, 89% of retailers polled were victims of organized shopping crime. In 2011, it was 94.5%. So they say that we've seen an organized retail crime on the rise, and the skill of these groups and types of tools they use continue to advance. Yes, because, you know, better toys out there. But they say the best, most effective way to prevent losses from theft is the employees, according to Loloka.
Yeah, they're the ones who are stealing from you.
Yeah. Right, but people, I understand that times are tough right now, and I know a lot of you don't want an empty Christmas tree for your kids, but there are other options out there. Don't...
You know, Jen, sometimes it's not even the people with the kids. It is the kids. The kids that are there...
Yes, that too.
...working Christmas, and, you know, bosses are busy or not paying attention. Yeah, that's how they're getting you.
And you really don't want this on your conscience. You don't want this to go... You don't want people to know you for this the rest of your life. And unfortunately, you kids, if you're out there stealing, you're going to be one of the ones who never leave that town, and people are going to remember you forever. Don't do this.
Boo for thieving.
Boo for thieving. And don't steal my games.
Y'all heard that, right?
Don't steal my games.
That was kind of a threat, kind of not. Y'all might want to be scared. Okay. Y'all might want to be scared. I'm just saying. All right. So, what was I? I forgot what I was about to say. What was I going to say, Ginger? I was going to say, it seems as though some of you are just running out of games to make. And if that's the case, go ahead and toss us some cash. We got plenty of ideas here. But iRobot, the maker of the vacuum cleaning robots, you know, the robots that go on the floor and sweep up everything
mm-hmm.
for you.
I have two of those.
I would like to have one, but I don't want the game, okay, because it's bad enough.
There's a game for it now?
You heard me. They're launching the Roomba Revenge game app for iOS, iPhone, iPad, iTouch device
wow.
today.
Wow. No.
And as an Android owner, that's okay. You can keep that one over there. The title seems... I have an iPad, too. I just forget about the iPad. I don't even know where that is in the house. Tells you how much I like it. The title seems totally out of character for iRobot and its core expertise, but lots of brands are trying to make their products and services better known by coming up with an app for the iPhone. These apps make the company seem more hip and cool. my voice is trying to go. But only once in a while do they take off. The game is a goofy title. Where a Roomba vacuum cleaner chases after and cleans up evil dust bunnies.
Wow. Evil dust bunnies.
You have to clean up dirt, dust, and debris until your home floor is spotless. You have to finish before time runs out. In revenge mode, the Roomba is invincible and gobbles up the dust bunnies as they hide from the powerful suction. Really? How is it revenge if they're running from you? Okay, so anyway, the game was the work of Brian Genesis, senior copywriter, and Scott LeBron, a graphic designer. Yeah, that explains everything. A graphic designer. The two men exchanged text messages about it one night after work. iRobot says whiskey and or beer may have been involved. Yes, obviously so. But those classified records are permanently sealed. The game is available in the App Store for 99 cents. Some of the proceeds will go to Spark, iRobot's education initiative to encourage students in certain fields. Guys, like I said before, just because you can make a game does not mean that you should. There's a reason why, you know, there's a Bungie and there's a, you know, Paradox, these big companies, because they actually love the games. Not saying you don't, but they love it in a way that is obscene, not in your way where you like to sit and play. But they love
yes.
it. They want to know about the texture and what code was used and, you know, all these little intricate things. They love it. They should keep making the games, and you should stick to making the vacuum cleaners. People.
Yes. Please just stick to we love you. Don't get us wrong. Love you. Don't do this. Or better yet,
there are companies that's what they do now that are game developers, and they make games for companies that you know,
that really shouldn't be trying to make them on their own.
Yeah, because
you have fabulous robots. Fabulous robots. Love them.
That's what I
have. Both a Roomba and a Scuba.
I would like to have those, so I'm going to go to Ginger's house and steal them. Because you don't
know.
Here. And, yeah, there's a company that made a game for the real estate people, Century 21.
Really? There's a game for them?
Yes, but the companies that made the game are actual game developers. They also run a website called Fizzy.com, and the reason why I'm tying this in is because we're going to be carrying Fizzy games pretty soon. You'll be able to play them.
Yay!
Play them on our site, hopefully by the end of this week. But the game for Century 21 is actually very interesting. It kept me occupied for several hours, and I'm thinking I may go back and play. But it's a simulator. You sell and you manage real estate. So that see what happens when you actually involve somebody in that is actually a game designer.
Yeah.
It's different because I'm not seeing any fun in this unless you're gonna give me some. If I play, can I get a coupon for some money off of the Roomba or something? Do I get
some
support for a year or something?
There's no, those things are expensive.
And you're gonna charge me 99 cents to play this.
But if you don't have kids, you've got a couple, you know, got a cat or something. You've got hardwood floors, low carpet. Roombas are great.
Well, I know a friend of mine has kids, and it's hers fine. So, you know, as long as
I
would say don't have little kids because they probably want to chase it or something, and that could be bad. But I'm not understanding the purpose. Now, you know who has another company, good funny app? They hired somebody else to do it. Geico people.
Geico?
Yeah, Geico has an app on the App Store. You don't watch the commercials, Ginger. You have to go watch. It's the commercial for those of you who know the guy.
I mean, I'd have to watch TV, and TV rocks my brain. I already have video games for that.
Well, this is a good game that'll rot your brain. It's kind of it's stupid but funny, but it's about the two guinea pigs. Those of you who watch TV will know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, the guinea pig app is hilarious. You got to get them down the river, and they're yelling stroke from the commercial. It's hilarious. So, but they got a designer to do that. They didn't sit down and say, hey, let's make a game for stuff, dude. Me too. And, you know, we have this business. Anyway, yes.
What? I think maybe I can.
Oh, wait a minute. After you get done, I got to get this one in because this came from one of our peeps. So, and it just popped in.
Well, if you want to do it before the break, then.
Oh, God, is it? Oh, God, it's time for the break. Okay, now I have to do it. Okay, quickly. WizKids International. I'm sorry, WizKids National Entertainment Collectible Association is. I wish I could talk. I really do wish. Collectible Association introduces DC Comics to HeroClix Online. Leading licensed collectibles maker and game creator National Entertainment announced the development of its first two DC Comics sets for HeroClix Online, a digital transliteration of the popular tabletop game. The two new DC Comics, Blackest Night and Superman Fast Forces, will add over a dozen new figures to the game, along with an accompanying map, which are to be revealed this Wednesday, December the 7th. The VP of Marketing at NECA says he's thrilled to announce the addition of DC Comics to HeroClix Online, which we have yet to get in and play. And yes, we're sorry, guys. We're also happy to introduce the said codes for the virtual HeroClix Online figures within physical HeroClix products. The code provides a new, easy way to collect both physical and digital figures while connecting players of both versions of the games together. On December 7th, Superman Fast Forces HeroClix will be the first physical product to hit the streets that will contain codes for the virtual Superman Fast Forces figures. Try saying that three times fast.
I wouldn't be able to. You know, I wouldn't. I would trip.
Superman Fast Forces adds six new figures, including Superman, Supergirl, Steel, Lex Luthor, Kryptonian, Renegade, and Bizarro. A new virtual map farm will set to follow, and you can find more about this up on our site probably after we're done with the news for the day, because we really got to go to break before we get caught.
Yes, we do.
But I wanted to get that in. I love HeroClix. You know, I have a ton of them in the closet from way back in the day, City of Heroes, that I keep meaning to give away. Anybody want those, just shoot me an email. I'll give it to you. Merry Christmas. What are we doing for our break? Because GLaDOS probably has the board. This will sound interesting.
I'll take you for a ride. From a garbage truck.
That is definitely trying to take
me. I take you to the dump.
That's why I picked garbage truck. It already sounds distorted and crazy. You guys know where to find us, GamingNation.com. And here at Blog Talk, yes, our link is still not fixed. We'll get to it.
We got so many games, people, y'all have no idea.
And that reminds me, I gotta give Blaster a call.
Come back.
people know I got some game.
Ooh. Wait, yeah, if it's RTS, I don't want it. Give it to me.
It's not. But you are already inundated, man. Thank you. You are already overrun.
Yeah, I gotta go back and shoot some more people.
Oh, don't remind me. Okay.
And what was up with the guy with the stabby knife always trying to sneak up behind you? He was not very sneaky.
He's my kind of guy.
I was like, man, you're just making it too easy.
Oh, I like when they try to stab. Okay. We got a few minutes before we go into streaming, but you can give him a teaser. What you got?
I have got Nintendo's virtual board games as coming to the Wii. Mushroom Kingdom and Dragon Quest characters inhabit new game for the Wii.
Oh, how lovely.
Yes, yes. All right, so if you work hard, invest your money, and make smart choices, soon you'll be making a bundle on Fortune Street. The virtual board game for the Wii console launches today, and invites players of all ages to try something new, navigating the stock and real estate markets to maximize their wealth and take control of the board. The game will have everyone in the family having fun together and competing to see who will be living large in the living room. This sounds kind of like Monopoly. The game lets players choose from more than 20 characters from different worlds. Mario, Princess Peach, and Bowser are among those representing the Mushroom Kingdom, while Angelo, Bianca, and Slime are some of the Dragon Quest characters in this Square Enix-developed game. Players can opt to play as their own Mii characters and can even choose custom clothing and accessories once they earn enough stamps. Mii characters can dress as ninjas, be surrounded by three shells, or even dress as Mario or other characters from the game. Scott Moffitt, Nintendo America's Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing, says, during the holidays, people like to get together with friends and family members to play games. Fortune Street lets everyone have fun while buying, selling, and trading property to grow their bank accounts. Players move around one of more than 15 game boards based on popular Mushroom Kingdom and Dragon Quest locales. They buy shops and collect symbols that can be traded in at the bank for promotion and gold. When other players land on the shop, the owner collects the shopping fee. Yeah, this sounds a lot like Monopoly. yeah.
I don't want to play when it's digital because I can't harass and hide people's money in their hotels because that's how I play.
Yes. That's how I grew up playing too. But I've played recently a couple of times with some friends online. We'll just get together. We found a Monopoly room and we'll get together and we'll play. But it's not nearly as fun as in person. And like you said, stealing the money, hiding the hotels.
But didn't I have two hotels there? I don't know what you're talking about. I think you imagined that.
Talking smack and bartering back and forth.
Yes. Oh, what? How much money do you have left? You got five. Okay, I'll tell you what. Give me four and I'll let you stay in the game.
Yes.
You can come back from that, and then they land on your space, and then they take all your money, and you're like, come on, have mercy. No.
Yes. Or, you know, trying to barter chores. Yeah. If you give me this, I'll do this for a week. Not even has anything to do with the game, people.
My cousins used to make me cry. Yes, when I was little, I would
cry. Not nice of them.
That's all right. I got real good. Then we didn't play anymore after that. I wiped everybody out.
See, that's what happens. You take us girls off, we will find a way to get old.
It's kind of like when they tell you to play yourself at chess to, you know, get really good at it. You have to outthink yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I sit and practice and play Monopoly with myself. Then we come around the game night, I wipe them all out. And my cousins, of course,
that's
years,
awesome.
Years older than me. Everybody's drinking. They're like, we were drinking. I was like, nah, that has nothing to do with it. While I'm counting them in.
Five,
10, 15.
I love you, Corey.
Oh, I can't hold it all. That one in Life, oh, my God.
I haven't played Life in forever.
Horrible. They did updates, and it's just not the same.
I did like playing Life. My other game was Mousetrap. I liked Mousetrap.
Oh, dude.
That is reaching, yes.
That is good. That's
yes.
Good gaming right there. That's good. Oh, I forgot about Mousetrap.
That was a good game. Is it my go again?
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, it's my go. Oh, isn't it? I'm like, okay, well, those of you who have HP are thinking about buying one, this is fantastical news to you. HP PCs are getting a lift into the cloud. Through a partnership.
I don't know what to think about all this cloud game.
I don't want to do my other stuff via cloud. I will cloud game, but
yeah.
The other stuff, no. I'm not too excited about. And as a matter of fact, we're using cloud for something, and it's forcibly. I'm not even going to say what it is because that's how paranoid I am about it.
All right.
But we're forcibly being using the cloud for some things that we have to do. But the gaming is fine because, you know, that means I don't have to update my PC for just a little bit longer, and I can still play some things. But today, after nearly being buried by HP, Box is providing new offers with select HP computers. Box is focused on enterprise cloud storage and file sharing and is partnering with expertise hardware makers for an easy end to those customers' companies. This is according to VentureBeat. The offer is including 10 gigabytes of storage plus the option to upgrade with HP's Compact Pro 6500 and 6200 series PCs with an HP Compact Elite 8200. I'm having a weird deja vu thing.
Right?
So I'm trying to deal with the deja vu and speak at the same time. It's not working. Box is also offering with the HP Compact Elite 8200 unlimited storage for a year. It says they're saying that we're not the only ones out there that recognize how the cloud will transform the way we work. And this is also coming from their blog. It says it's imperative that Box aligns with other leaders in the industry to enable cloud solutions for today's knowledge worker. HP took a hard turn toward the enterprise during its second quarter earnings call this year when it announced the purchase of Autonomy, an enterprise software company. Since then, the company has experienced a direction upheaval as it changed leadership hands from Leo Apotheker to HP's current chief executive officer, Meg Whitman. Woo-woo! Go, girl. Then they decided whether or not to keep its web operating system division and even kill off its PC division altogether. The decision still has not been reached about the web operating systems, but for now, HP's PCs are no longer facing the chopping block. Yay for Houston. Nobody's going to get fired. Yay. The offers are only available for the cloud when these particular PCs are purchased through HP's Smart Buy program, which is only available to small and medium-sized businesses, so you can't just run out and get one. In order to keep the offer, customers must activate the offer within 60 days of receiving the computer. Yay. You can pop over to their website, hp.com, and I believe it's /HBSO, and then from there you should be able to find it. And if not, just root around on the site if you're a small business. I am who is tweeting me?
It's not me.
Oh, apparently Jay and Horace are playing the dozens.
Ooh. Notch turns over Minecraft development to Mojang partner Jens Bergensen.
Oh, we talked about that last week.
I knew that sounded familiar. But, you know, we do so many of these. All right, so GameStop Skylanders action figure grab bag shenanigans. GameStop, why are you always messing stuff? Yes. GameStop has put a questionable practice in place for adults seeking to purchase single action figures for Activision Skylanders from its website. In case you are not familiar with Skylanders, the game features a portal peripheral that you connect to your console of choice to scan in action figures, which then become playable in-game. There are 30-plus action figures, but apparently supply is low because Activision didn't anticipate the demand for them, and the supplier is overseas.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So what is GameStop doing? If you want to buy an individual action figure, you can only buy them at random. In other words, they're using a grab bag approach to these figures where they pick which one you get. If your children already have Skylanders figures, they could hypothetically end up with the one they already have. And you can forget about picking out a specific action figure at all. The same applies to the 3-pack sets they are selling online. Why would you do this? Just, you know what? I saw plenty of them down at Target this weekend. Go down there. Check it out.
I am not understanding.
What? GameStop, how dare you? How dare you choose? I'm spending the money. I want to choose which one I get. The same way, you know, if I'm looking at the discs on the wall trying to figure out which game I want, I don't want that scratched up, nasty looking one. No. I want the pretty one here that's not been opened. Obviously, it's never been touched, not the one that's been returned.
How do you just tell people, this is what you're going to get?
That's not right. That's not right at all. I mean, I could see, you know, if it were, like, bundled with somebody else, or you know, with the game. You know, so you buy the game, and we'll give you one, but you don't get to choose which one. I could see that. But, yeah, no, this is wrong. I mean, because, heck, even the Walmart little figurine collector things, you walk in and say which one you want to buy, and you give it, you know, you pay for it, and they give it to you.
Well, yeah. Okay, I'm moving along.
Yes.
All right. You know, this is a company we were madly in love with, trying to get on an airplane with them. I have their phone. Virgin. Since its launch, Virgin America has become the unofficial airline of Silicon Valley. If you've never flown on one of the planes and you're a gamer, you're probably trying to. It's new airplanes with Wi-Fi on all flights, a Linux-based entertainment system. Power A Linux-based entertainment system, power outlets at every seat, and a beautiful new terminal at its home airport, SFO. It has become the go-to airline for many in the tech industry, including us gamers, because you're supposed to be able to game 40,000
feet. That is so high.
But lately, Twitter has been full of gripes about the once highly touted airline. Someone is quoted as saying, used to love Virgin America, but they've become undependable and horrible at communicating with passengers. I'll take the on time over hip. Another one, Virgin America, why would you go live with an online reservation system that doesn't work? So what happened? Well, according to VentureBeat, the airline recently switched over to a new reservation system from Sabre, the industry standard travel reservation network that started back in the 1960s. It's time to update people. The transition has caused significant issues with the airline's website. Some passengers are having issues changing and canceling flights, making seat selections, and viewing their frequent flyer accounts. Airport check-in kiosks are also having troubles. This has also led to dramatically increased call hold times. Bad. Veteran blogger Anil Dash tweeted, I've been fascinated by the botched Sabre migration. Worse since Hershey's moved to SAP and had no candy for Halloween in 2002. Honey, I did not even notice. If you know, you notice that there's no candy, you eat too much candy. Okay,
yeah,
Virgin.
That's what I'm thinking.
Sorry, Anil. Virgin spokeswoman Abby Lunandari said it's a once-in-a-lifetime cutover for an airline. If you look at the past history of cutovers to new reservation systems, they mean they are never easy for airlines. Every airline has tended to see issues for weeks, if not months, afterward. She said the airport operations have gone smoothly relative to other cutovers, but the website has experienced more issues than anticipated. Change was necessary because of the rapid growth of the airline, which I'm happy to hear because I can't wait to get on one. A reservation system change is one of the more complex technology changes because airlines are 24/7 operations. It's a knife-edge cutover because you have live operations. You have to move everything over to the new system at once. She said the airline initially increased its call center staff by 30% and later another 45% and thinned its flight schedule in preparation for the switch. The timing of the upgrade right before the holiday season, probably not a smart move. Lundari said Sabre provided two options for a switch, which was October 2011 or June 2012. He says, we really felt it was a priority from a web stability viewpoint, but also from the business viewpoint, to not wait until June of 2012 to make the switch, which would also be in the middle of the summer travel season, which would be way worse than the holidays.
Yeah.
The airline added extra airport staff over the busy Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and Lunardini, there we go, said that the Thanksgiving weekend wasn't actually that bad, given the holiday, with a high proportion of flights on time. Passengers who booked their travel before October 27th are more likely to experience issues than passengers who made their travel plans after the switch to Sabre. For some passengers whose travel is an imminent, Lunardini suggests trying their request at a later time if it doesn't work initially. She said that many changes can be made at the airport. The airline is also waiving change and cancellation fees for passengers who experience trouble, which is nice. That's very, very nice.
That's very, very, very nice.
Because they like to charge you. Oof, God. Let me cut this down a little bit. Since once the bugs are worked out, the Sabre system will allow Virgin to offer new capabilities such as code sharing with Virgin Australia, and Virgin Atlantic, mm-hmm. an elite program for very frequent flyers, and mobile tools. Hotness!
Mobile tools.
Yes. Since we're hoping that when we get on the other side of these last errors, the guests will still enjoy the experience with us and stay with us. In the meantime, frustrated passengers continue to use social media to vent. To its credit, Virgin America is leaving negative comments up on its Facebook page, unlike certain people that we got into it with last Thursday, where it could easily remove them. This is ARG. One of them is ARG, based in Silicon Valley, high-tech airline that cannot get its website working for weeks. Wrong. hold time on phone over 47 minutes. This is from Winston. His name is Winston Vaughn. Yes, see, when you do stuff like that, we can quote you. Well, I applaud them for they're handling it like champs because they're not taking the comments down. I'm guessing that once things are going good again, they'll go back and say, look at, you know, we had these comments and now.
Yeah, and that's the way to do it, too. See, you know, we made a mistake. We fixed it. Look how good we are now.
Mm-hmm. That's why I say, yeah, I should always leave up your comments. Hint, hint.
Yeah, somebody from last Thursday wasn't up 2 seconds.
Well, oh, God.
Your glasses are 4 foot when we see you.
Do you know that we are over time to go on?
Yes. I know.
It's time to go. Why didn't you stop me from talking?
Because I like hearing you talk.
Oh, liar. Liar, pants on fire. Right, it is time.
No, I'm in my footy pajamas. Don't catch them on fire.
La, footy pajamas on fire.
No, I like my footy pajamas.
Speaking of fire, I love my girl in Skyrim that has the firepower. I'm just burning people down. Bones.
That's nice.
Ash, all that did. It's hot. All right, it is time for us to get the fuzzy out of here. We will see you guys.
Yes, she has. She has a date with a kitty.
No, I don't, because that kitty is still sleeping.
Aww, so cute.
You can have her. All right.
I would too.
Just to scare you people, because we were talking about Linux, why not?
That's horrible.
How does it? Okay. What if your computer sounded like that?
Later, boys and girls.